Hello everybody, this is Roots and Culture. This is the podcast from Bogotá, Colombia to the world. Welcome to this new season where we are going to talk about different city bikes. We're going to go around different cities on different countries that are bike friendly. The first episode, we're going to talk about Stockholm in Sweden. We had the opportunity to be there a few years ago. And from there, we are going to share some stories. We're going to talk a little bit about the importance of bikes in this city, bike parkings, bicycle lanes, and also bike signs. We are gonna also explore a little bit different projects, innovation, for example, wooden bikes. And also we are gonna share some stories about a graffiti tour that we did being there on Stockholm. So this is gonna be about bikes, bike culture, and also a little bit of graffiti. Stay tuned and stay connected. Bicycling is one of the easiest ways to get around Stockholm. Taking a bike, riding the streets, taking pictures. This is the best way to get to know the culture, the people, and the tradition as well. And here is where we are going to talk about those specific elements on a bike-friendly city, a city bike like Stockholm. First of all, we're going to talk about parking, because new parking spaces on this city, they are being built every year. Beside the cycle stands that you will see everywhere, there are parking spaces for cyclists in every subway station, and every arena, shopping mall, park, and public space. A key point in the success of the system that it starts right outside one's doorstep is because in almost all neighborhoods, places for bike parking can be found. A great amount of buildings will also provide common storage rooms for bikes. And this one will take us to four different kinds of parkings that you can find on this bike-friendly city of Stockholm. First one is called bicycle parking right. This one means that you rent a parking space and you have the opportunity to park your bike in public places, in many garages as well. The other one is bicycle garage. This one is located next to the subway station in Stockholm. The garage has over 300 bicycle spaces in racks and also 30 boxes where each box is included charging for electric bicycles. There are also 3 places for cargo bikes. And the other one is bicycle spinner. The bicycle spinner entrance car park is Sweden's first fully automatic bicycle garage. There are 24 rented bicycle spaces here. In order to know a little bit more about what it's like to be riding on the city, Stockholm City, we recommend the web page Slow Travel Stockholm. Here, you can observe and you can read, you can observe some pictures, and you can get an idea of what is this big city, what is the success about. Here Camilo Calderon shares how the city has managed to create a reliable bicycle system, and especially how this has become part of the everyday life of the city, as well as in other cities in Baltics or in different parts of the world. We have seen now that bicycles are a part of the city. Here on this web page, it is explained that one of the most important factors of this success of Stockholm Bicycle Network, it is that it's conceived and is perceived as a system, not just by the people, but also by the government, by the institutions. This means that you can find different categories of bicycle lanes, starting from those that cross the city and connect it to nearby towns, to the neighborhood's lanes, which take you to the local store, school, or the metro station. And this is something that we could witness when we were there. So it is easy to get to any part of the city using the cycle lanes. This part of the bicycle lanes is something very important for the cities. In some cities, they have used it, they have applied in the right way, in a properly way. But in other cities, as we can see here, for example, in our city, in Colombia, in Bogota, it is something that is just on the process. There in the Baltics, the bicycle lanes are very clear on the roads and the sidewalks. If there is enough space, the lane will be integrated in the sidewalk, which is very good. However, this does not always happen, especially in neighborhoods. But it is common that people follow and respect the same rules, as it is in areas where the space for pedestrians, cyclists, and drivers is clearly marked. Another important part is the concept of sharing the road, share the road. That means that cyclists and drivers and sometimes pedestrians, they don't fight for the space. They know that they are part of the same system, the same transportation system. Well, here in Estocolmo, markings clearly shows where there is a space for cyclists in the road. With pedestrians, cyclists will always be given priority over cars. Drivers are socially and legally reprimanded if they don't follow this concept. In cases where the lane needs to cross highways or the terrain is steep, pedestrians or bicycle, for them, there are bridges which they can use very easy. Two more elements that are very important for cyclists, and specific on this city on Estocolmo, and is something that is very highlight on this web page, Slow Travel Estocolmo, are the signs. The signs are an important part of the system on this city. The bike network is very well marked with signs that indicate when a lane is shared with pedestrians. With distance and directions toward the different parts of the city, traffic lights even indicating the tours if there is something interrupting the lane. Also, it is important the parking spaces near offices and commerce areas are also common. You can see this when you are walking, when you are riding by the city, by Estocolmo, you will see parking spaces everywhere. These are very well different from the space for pedestrians. Informal parking is also allowed, but it's important to remember that if the bicycle is in the middle of the sidewalk or if it is abandoned, it will be removed by the police or the municipal staff. One of the most important factors in the high use of Stockholm bicycle network is the connection with other transport systems. As I said before in the beginning of this episode, for us, our experience was traveling from the port of Nynäshamn in order to go to Estocolmo. This was done by train, so we traveled by train, just 1 hour, and it was perfect connection in order to get to this big and beautiful city. It's very common to find metro and train stations providing a great amount of space for parking bikes and also for taking the bike with you. When we talk about bikes, also we talk about the environment. There are two concepts that are very related. Bikes and environment, they go hand to hand. And actually here in Estocolmo, in this city, there is a nice idea. The idea has been on the go for more than 2 years. And this was made thanks to Faisal. Faisal is the name of the guy. He's called Faisal Lutamagusi. He is pushing the envelope for sustainable tourism in Estocolmo for years with that company, with his own company. It is called Tours of Estocolmo. He has been winning awards with this idea, because in here the people they can bike 2 hours from Stockholm to the gardens, to the parks and the historical sites. And this is not a typical bike tour. In this one, the owner he offered people a new perspective instead of traditional bike tour. Here the tourists on the wooden bike tours, they cruise around the city for 2 hours. During the day, they learn about how Stockholm has become one of the most sustainable cities and also innovative cities. And this is taking into account that the bike that the travelers or the passengers, the visitors, the bike that they are using is not a normal bike. It's not a regular bike, it's a wooden bike. With this element, he is using the concept of environment on his own company. Through this tour, the visitors they have a chance to understand the impact of environment and health, and also inspire other people to strive for more, for a better environment on everyday lives. Through the tour, visitors get experience different parts of the city from a new perspectives. This is what the owners of this idea they want. They want to help to make this city a destination for the climate conscious and promote a different type of tourism, something that is called green tourism through bikes. But let's talk a little bit about these bikes, because this is a nice idea. It's not just that it's cool, but also it's friendly environment. The wooden bikes are custom made and crafted by hand by the Greek company Kokomat. The bicycle frame, the handlebar, and splash screens are made of sustainable products produced of oak, and the remaining parts are recyclable. They attract admired attention from both locals and tourists while cruising around Stockholm, and they are very comfortable. The bikes are perfect for the cyclist, for tourists, for people who want to cover more ground than they could on foot. The tour takes place almost exclusively on Stockholm bike paths, and also are being comfortable riding a bike is a must. This idea was awarded as 2019 Environmental Innovator of the Year by the Swedish Transport Administration. The owner sets the model for the creating and promoting fossil-free tourism. The Swedish transport sector accounts for one-third of all carbon. There are different activities to do in Stockholm. One of them is the city tour, but also if you go a little bit out of the downtown, you will find different activities. For example, a graffiti tour that you can do it by bike. Down in the south of the city, you will find an open air art exhibition that is one of Europe's largest. The former industrial area has been transformed into a home for graffiti and street art. This is called Wall of Fame, Spring Beast. New pieces being at 24/7 all year round. We had the opportunity to visit this amazing place because this is like a graffiti open air art exhibition, but it's in the middle of a forest. So from the downtown of Stockholm, you can walk easily, or if you have your bike, just 20 minutes bike, 20 minutes ride, and you will find a forest. Inside the forest, there is this industrial area where the graffiti takes over. Every year, 150 artists from all over the world come to add their touch to the Wall of Fame. There is music, activities, as well as food trucks serving vegan food. Due pandemic, this year is not happening the festival, but we want to see this festival again for next year, 2021. All over the world, graffiti has been associated with illegal taking over of public spaces, gangster life, and probably men in hoodies and something more. But in Stockholm, a group of artists, they are trying to make graffiti acceptable as an art form, and that happens when you walk alone or when you ride along with your bike, 1 kilometer long graffiti art on display in this place, South Stockholm. It is just 20 minutes subway ride from the city center. Subway ride or 30 minutes your bike ride. In our case, it was just walking alone. It was a friend of us, he invited us to go there to see the largest graffiti exhibition in Europe. Being there is when you agreed that it's beautiful and is something that really gives life to this part of the city. This is the perfect place to ride a bike and to know the other side of Stockholm, the street style. In front of this graffiti, you can observe the political and the environmental statements that sometimes are not visible on the downtown. Well, on this side, you can make it visible. The idea of this graffiti exhibition is to have new and fresh graffiti every year, so visitors come back. The Spring Beast Graffiti Festival, held for the past 4 years in May, opens the walls to various artists from around the world to paint over the walls and unleash their creativity. There is a special wall for kids too. Spring Beast is a grassroots initiative to encourage urban culture and free expression in its purest form. At the festival, you can get a chance to meet the artist behind the artwork. It happened to us. And we're going to post a video and photos from artists doing their work. And also, there is a great chance to try out for yourself. There are also live concerts with different musicians, dancers, and all kind of different performance. So with graffiti, music, and art, you also get a chance to try yoga. So for us, it was really good to observe this rising on graffiti movement on the city on Stockholm. The status of graffiti as an artistic expression and to spread awareness about graffiti, street art, and related artistic expressions on local, national, and international level. As they say on the graffiti website, working for the development of tolerance policies in Swedish cities, policies that includes graffiti, street art, and similar expression as a welcome feature of the public realm. And this is a means of counterbalance corporate interest. If you want to get more information about this amazing event, you can check out the Facebook webpage, Spring Beast Festival. Searching on Google or in Facebook, Spring Beast Festival. And also in our social media, we are going to post some pictures and videos related to this amazing festival. This is the podcast. This is Roots in Culture. Thanks for being there, for being connected. If you like the content, if you want to leave a comment, a message, share an idea, please let us know. You can find us on Facebook, Roots and Culture. We're going to be posting some pictures, some videos. Also, if you want to follow our travel blog on Instagram, Journals by Bike. This project is really supported by a local web page, elotroparche.com. This is about culture, media, not just from Bogota, Colombia, but also different parts of South America and the world. www.elotroparche.com. On Spotify, you will find us as well as Roots and Culture. This is a podcast that is made with the app Anchor FM. Really easy to use, free, you don't have to pay, And anybody can do a podcast using Anchor FM. Check it out. Roots and Culture, thanks for being there. Stay tuned and stay connected.